KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance believes that the Republican Party best understands the challenges facing struggling Americans. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In his acceptance speech here at the GOP convention, Vance cast himself as a fighter for working-class Americans who feel left behind. He shared his life story, going from childhood poverty to the halls of Congress. And he made a direct appeal to Rust Belt voters, specifically naming Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
I promise you this, I will be a vice president who never forgets where he came from.
The 39-year-old Vance also emphasized the youth he brings to the Trump ticket, noting that Joe Biden has been a Washington politician longer than he's been alive. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
And tonight the RNC will wrap up with Donald Trump accepting the party's nomination for president. Also at SRNNews.com, closing arguments in the espionage trial of U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich will be held Friday, Russia claiming he was gathering secret information for the U.S. Filings for unemployment benefits have risen.
It's the kind of trend the Federal Reserve has been looking for. Filings for unemployment benefits rose again last week and appear to be settling consistently at a slightly higher, though still healthy, level. The Labor Department says jobless claims for the week ending July 13th rose by 20,000 from the previous week. One analyst at E-Trade said the Fed asked to see more evidence of a cooling economy, and for the most part, they've gotten it. Few analysts expect the Fed to cut rates at its meeting later this month. However, most are betting on a cut in September. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Dow is dropping 472 points, the Nasdaq off 171. This is SRN News. Atheists intimidate a North Carolina school board.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is celebrating a decision by Winston-Salem Forsyth County school officials to quit opening their meetings with prayer. The foundation spends most of its time sending threatening letters to school boards and councils in small towns and cities across the country. A lot of those localities give in to the atheist demands rather than risk a lawsuit which could wind up costing the taxpayers hundreds of thousands. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Israeli military will begin sending draft notices to Jewish ultra-Orthodox men on Sunday. The step could destabilize Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Hundreds protested after the announcement, which follows a landmark Supreme Court order for young religious men to begin enlisting for military service. Under long-standing political arrangements in Israel, ultra-Orthodox men had been exempt from the draft. This is SRN News. Wireless and fixed network equipment maker Nokia has reported a double-digit fall in profit and sales in the second quarter.
The drop is attributable to a continuing weak market as clients are holding off investments in 5G technology. The Espoo, Finland-based company reported a net profit of 328 million euros for the April to June period. That's down 20% from 409 million euros a year earlier. Net income attributable to shareholders was 325 million euros, down from 410 million euros a year earlier.
Correspondent Jeremy House, a key city council vote could pave the way to give the Tampa Bay Rays a new 30,000-seat ballpark as part of a $6.5 billion redevelopment project in St. Petersburg, Florida. The site would be where the Rays' domed Tropicana Field now sits. More details at SRNNews.com.